the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
I don't really have much of a choice here but to get on with it, so we...
Keep moving.
Yeah, we shall.
Keep swimming.
That's what I do, Lisa.
Story always says.
Yeah. All right. Hold on.
Swimming. Keep swimming.
I'm swimming. Hold on. I'm having a technical.
Keep swimming.
Having a technical. Here we go.
Number five.
That was very Dory-esque, the way you sort of lost your way there.
Yep, I did.
She does that.
Pressing the thing, and it's not working. I hate that.
The what's not working? The number fives?
The number five is not working.
Number five.
It's working now.
It's working fine. Mm-hmm.
Surrounded by cheering fans inside a swanky downtown hotel, Cook County Circuit Court Clerk Dorothy Brown confronted questions about her surprise decision to run for mayor, despite the fact...
Oh, by the way.
That there's a years-long federal investigation into her office.
I respect law enforcement. And anytime someone comes and have a complaint... It is their duty to look into it, whether it's true or false, as these are false. However, and so therefore, I respect that. But the citizens of Chicago and Cook County have elected me 5 times.
Okay.
They trust me. I am a proven leader.
Uh-oh.
If I've seen name recognition at its finest...
Who cares about a little federal corruption probe into my office? The bribes for jobs allegations.
All right, here's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to have her come on and just explain just two things, and then I will give her my full-throated endorsement. I want her to explain, where's the money for Jeans Day, where you have to pay money into a fund to wear jeans at work, which is fine. A lot of people do that for, like, fundraising purposes.
Or, like, to buy some office donuts or something.
Right.
But you know where it goes, usually.
Right. Where'd that money go? How much was it, and where'd that money go? That's one. And number two, I would like to know, have you ever hired somebody who has not paid you money to get hired?
Or what percentage of your office actually did contribute quite a bit?
All right.
Why is one family member have multiple family members after giving multiple donations? There's some things going on there. But I don't think it helped that her pastor was brought up to the podium at her campaign kickoff event to say, keep saying rah, 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 but what we really need is check, check, check. Keep that as your campaign slogan.
Here's more.
I gave it very careful consideration. And I looked at my track record for success. I looked at my track record for leading. I looked at my track record for reaching out to communities, as you can see by the mosaic group of people that I have here. And I realized that Chicago needs real change. And I am the person to bring that change.
Use the term mosaic. That's fun.
Well, invite her on. I think that's a good invitation.
Yes.
See what she
just
about
those
it.
Two things. I would like to. There's a lot there.
There is. There is a lot there.
There's a lot there. I don't know where I.
And the feds have some of it.
Yeah.
That they're looking into, and
she really sounds like she believes herself, though.
So yeah, she does. She's not shy about that. I mean, the interesting thing, though, is that they haven't charged her. It's been going on for a long time. Although this is the kind of thing, I just would like to remind her of one thing.
Yeah.
That when you are under your office is under federal investigation and in advance of indictments being let, if you continue to bolster and hold yourself out as the sinecure of good government, the feds tend to charge you with more and sentence, and the judges tend to sentence you longer. That's all I want to say.
Say there's some precedent for that.
Yes. Just saying.
Just saying.
I don't know who exactly I'm thinking of.
And that, yeah, there's a lot there.
Don't pick on my guy.
Checking in at
number four.
If Republicans lose the Senate in November, Tennessee may be, one of those places that people are going to look at and remember this exact moment.
Well, I think most people in our state, it is a red state, will focus on the first vote she makes, and that's the vote to elect the majority leader. And I think at the end of the day, that's going to be a big factor in the race. But, Dana, the rest of the story wasn't written during the interview I had with the Christian Science Monitor, and somehow
Senator, that's not a ringing endorsement of Marsha Blackburn to say that she should be elected just because she's going to vote for Mitch McConnell.
Well, Dana, you know, I'm supporting the nominee. I've worked with the nominee for some time, and I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Let me say
what's
going on
there?
Let me put some perspective here. That's Bob Corker.
Oh.
Little Bob Corker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's leaving the Senate. We hit that a little faster than I wanted to before I was able to explain that. We need to understand that he's leaving because he didn't think he was going to get reelected. So Marsha Blackburn is the Republican candidate for his seat as a senator in Tennessee. A friend of his is the Democrat, a guy who used to be the mayor of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and is a guy he worked with and is a guy he knows and he likes. And I think the problem we have here is he did not want to fully endorse. So the Christian Science Monitor did this in a closed door meeting. He talked about his friendship with the Democrat. And then that got leaked out that he was going to support the Democrat. So the sitting Republican senator was going to support the Democrat for United States Senator in deep red Tennessee. Well, sort of reddish Tennessee now because Nashville's turning kind of blue. But it's a pretty conservative state. So I just when you hear him not able to even articulate, and this is the sitting Republican, able to get behind the Republicans coming in, it's sort of like, yeah, I don't know, what else?
Also asked, what do you like about Marsha Blackburn? That she's a Republican, I guess? Sounds really...
Yeah, and then she'll cast a vote for Mitch McConnell to be Speaker, if we still have the Speaker. Or Minority Leader, I don't know, either one. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It is a cluster poop. It is a cluster love fest is what it is right now in the in American politics. The Republican Party has got it's got a pretty deep divide here. I get it. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, here is Judy telling us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Then there's this, fly to the front of the line at LitFest, June 9th, June 10th, with a Fest Pass. Get yours before they're gone, Printers Row, litfest.org/festpass.
Top 5-5 continues, we're up to...
Number 3.
Matt Forte and Devin Hester received their final day in the sun as members of the Chicago Bears. They both signed one-day contracts to retire with the big C on their helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Forte was a second-round selection of the Bears in 2008 out of Tulane.
I'm grateful that God allowed me to have this talent and be able to showcase it for his glory on such a main stage. I'm grateful for God giving me my parents who made countless numbers of sacrifices for me to be where I am today. Just thinking back, every time a new season, whether it was basketball, baseball, or football came about, my mom had dreams and aspirations of her own, but she made sure that I had a fresh pair of cleats or a fresh pair of basketball shoes for every season, whether it was on the field or on the court.
Oh,
boy, what a beautiful speech. I'm just in tears just listening to that.
Yeah, really cool. Oh. I love that guy. That was
so much heart.
Totally. And he played with it. Mm-hmm. He played with so much heart. I mean, he probably
one of the more underrated running backs, you know, in the middle of his career, yeah. Maybe overlooked a little bit by some, but he was complete back is what I think everybody thinks of with Forte. He could catch the ball out of the backfield. He could run.
Great blocker.
Yeah.
And then the great Devin Hester, who I truly believe that the Hall will do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that he will get the call because here's a guy who deserves it as a special teams only player. I mean, he was never a great wide receiver, and they did it because they wanted to save because they were spending all this money on him as a special teams player, and they should have just let him be a special teams player because he changed the game.
Thank you guys for just opening up the door for me to allow me to be a Chicago Bear. On down to Coach Levy. It's tough, man. In 35 years, you know, this is my first time saying no to football. It's all I knew, you know. And to be here to say that, you know, this is my last time picking up a ball and, you know, playing football is tough.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, you got to remember how great that mid-2000s team was.
They were so fun.
They were in the Super Bowl. We forget about it, and we got a little caught up in Sexy Rexy. I know, but it was still.
And it was the special teams, the guys like Hester that were getting us there. He was so fun to watch. Gosh,
and how great Matt Forte was in that Next Generation Out. And you know what? And people are like, "Oh, Lovie Smith sucks. You went 10-6. How you like me now? You like me now?
That sounds pretty good right about now.
We hired a lawyer from Canada. That didn't seem to go so well.
Did not. No.
And then a guy with a perpetual throat incident.
Well, that and was maybe, not the biggest problem.
Maybe now. Yeah, it was. And maybe now. Maybe now. Maybe Coach Nagy. He should change it to Nagy. All right, here we go. Checking in. It would help. Checking in at
number two.
Tiffany Haddish is furious after having an unpleasant exchange with paparazzo at LAX. She put up a scathing Instagram video. She expressed that she was fuming while noticing TMZ filming her and her girls struggle with their luggage at the airport.
We got 18,000 bags, all right? The man standing up on the pillar watching me and my girls load this SUV up all by ourselves. As soon as we finish, he gonna come over and be like, can I ask you some questions? If you don't get the f*** out of my face trying to ask some damn questions, you could have been helping us. I would have stood there and talked to your ass for 30, 45 minutes. I would have told you who the f*** bit Beyonce. I would have been, you lazy mother f***. I know your mama raised you better than that, standing there. He stood up, leaned up against the wall next to the car and watched us.
She made it funny. Even though I don't think it's their job, really, to help her with their love.
Nah, they should have.
But that's all right.
You know what? Harvey, if you're listening.
Harvey Levin?
Yeah. Put down the Slurpee and let me tell you something important.
He wouldn't do it. That guy?
All right. And finally.
Number one.
You know how we like to say on this show that when you get the phone call from your friends at the bar at midnight.
Yes. Or after,
and you're like, hey, come on, party. Yep. And you're like, no.
It's usually a bad idea.
No.
Actually, always a bad idea, yeah. I'd say, after
right?
that time.
Haven't we all agreed to that? We all agreed?
Can never convince anyone to actually come visit you at the party.
Mm-hmm. How about trying to be convinced at 2:34 in the morning to come to the party when the party is 150 miles away? How about that?
It's a big no.
Yes. Well, that's what one Violetta Potter medic did on Friday night.
Oh,
dear. Hi, Ro. It's Violetta. Hi, it's Anna. Boris, say hi.
Hello.
Mario.
Hello.
Okay, well, they're not really feeling like talking, but we're in Galena. Well, Maria's here. Maria, say hi.
Hi.
Okay, but like, say something more interesting. What is up?
It's so lit!
Lit, guys! Boris!
Hello! What up, guys?
So you immediately got in the Troverse and rode out there?
Yeah. Well, luckily, I didn't actually get it. And it was Friday night into Saturday morning. Oh, okay. I luckily didn't get it until Sunday afternoon when I was looking at my voicemail. I had 11 voicemails over the weekend that I never looked at. I never look at a voicemail.
Uh-huh.
If it's a text, it's one thing. Who's got time for a voicemail?
Mm-hmm.
I've got 13,
I do, apparently.
13 from my mother in the last, like, 12 hours.
The next morning, we woke up and everyone's like, we talked to your boss. I'm like, my boss? I'm like, what?
Did you even remember it?
Hello. So he knows A and hello.
What I think is interesting there is the guy, Mario, is that the other guy's name?
Yeah, Mario.
Mario is actually Boris. They had the exact same. Did Boris answer for Mario?
I don't know.
Because there's a moment where you go, say hello, hello.
Yeah, it did sound
Boris, say
similar.
Hello. Hello.
Suspicious.
Hello.
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 Okay.
Wait, how many people were there just to check?
I don't know, like 15, 20.
Oh, okay. Because you kept saying, wait, who else is here? And it really only sounded like there's
four or
five people.
But I don't really know all
of
their names. I think that's why I was doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who's that group? What was that?
All right. Well, at least we...
Hello.
It's good to know that he's bilingual, though.
Hey.
You know, it's that and hello. Yeah.
They say that with everything, though. Like, during all the beer pong games, everything, like, hey, like, that's their just response to everything.
Now, can I ask you a question? Isn't being that lit, to use the term of art here, isn't it just as easy to be that lit here in Chicago as it is to be that lit in Galena?
I agree with you. I think it's more about just getting out, seeing nature the next day.
Oh, God, yeah.
Boris doesn't seem like a nature guy.
No.
He seems like,
I would say, I can't see him backpacking.
He seems like in a dark club with the thumping EDM music.
Bottle service.
Bottles flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Not... let's go explore the nature of Illinois.
Did he go out in the nature?
No, not really. It was kind of raining. Right.
So you guys play beer pong in a house.
Yeah, there was also a hot tub.
Hello.
Yeah, there was also a hot tub. Yeah. Yeah, that is a hot tub that right now, if I'm the owner of that home, I'm draining it and starting all over again.
Burn the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, thank you, Violetta. Thank you.
I should block your number for real.
Yes. No, don't worry. It's been blocked. I've already taken it upon myself. All right. If you need anything, call the producer. Right now, Judy Pilak standing by. She's got the WGN News being brought to you by HearingHealthCenter.com.